Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my Hollywood Dreams Forever album is out. And it's been out since April. You know, this is what I really want to talk about. My podcast is about my music. I'm going to see if I can get an... I have a website, The Dove Night GoDaddy's. I want to say that Dove Night is a real person. I'm a tall, big African-American person who knows how to sing and write. I don't like to give out, you know, when people talk about the, you know, private issues about my sexuality or what I'm doing or whatever. Yes, that should be kept in context, but since we're living in 2023, I lived in an era where you had to repress yourself to the point where, or let's say I had to repress myself to the point where it was mentally unstable. So I couldn't be who I need to be. I had to try to be something I'm not, which is not. Which means I was living a life that was out of touch. So I know that people say that if you come out as gay or if you come out as straight or whatever, yeah, it could affect my chances to be in the industry. But there's so many gay people in the industry, and I'm being a gay person all my life. I don't like to mention it, so I apologize if anyone's offended by it. It shouldn't. When I seen Wayne Brady come out as pansexual, when I seen Sam Smith come out as this, when I seen several celebrities come out, it's a good thing. But I'm not going to talk about it no more. So this is the last show I'm going to talk about it, because it shouldn't be an issue no more. Because if I keep talking about it, people are going to talk about, oh, gay. Gay or straight, it shouldn't be a matter. It's about music. And music is about universal. And I feel free to be who I am. And I'm very liberal, I'm very open, and blah, blah, blah. We're in the 21st century. And my music is about all kinds of things, rock, pop. You know, when I write the love songs, and I truly wrote it, I don't use he or she. I go by, you know, like with my song, I Really Want to Be With You, which I was in a recording studio, that's my own. I go, I don't say he or she, because I want to relate, I want hetero and homo or anybody in any love relationship, we can relate to any love relationship. I try to be universal. I try to be equality for everyone, equality. I believe in equality. But I apologize if I came out that I was who I am. But I cannot repress myself. I have to express myself because, I lived in an era where, you know, conformity is a standard way of limiting someone's potential and inhibiting one's personality. I'm still dealing with that in other ways. So I have to be who I am to be healthy mentally, because if you're trying to be something that you ain't, then you're mentally, you know, you can't be honest. And the artist has to be honest. It was a famous artist, Madonna Ciccone, said, artists are here to disturb the peace. I would say in that sense, just yes, because the artist has to create. But an artist can express thyself through creation, but also through the life that they live. And they can lead a lot of people to living the way that they want, or he or she want. And I agree with that. But I look at it in terms of just expressing thyself and being honest. Because if I'm not honest about something, there's no way I could create or be on these podcasts. So that's who I am. Be honest. And the conformity does come to terms where I was joking. If I joke around, you know, having fun with something, you know, I talk about joking around about tennis, or I talk about joke some people who are narrow-minded will perceive that to be like, I'm not well or so on. That's ignorance. You know? But that's the reason why I became a musician. And if you look at my songs, it illustrates that. Like, I wrote the song Unique. And that's on my... Unique is not on Hollywood Dreams Forever, but it's on one of my other albums, like the Dove Night Matter Part 2, and it's on Dove Night, Legacy Ain't Beyond, Goodbye For Now. It's on there. That's an illustration of being prejudged by my size or just being who I am. But the truth is, the music industry love unique people. Pretty much everybody standard are unique. That's what is a track, and that's what creates new inventions. You know, the most unique performers create a new style or a new invention. And well, I just wrote about the experience of being prejudged by my size and so on. It shouldn't be about how big I am or my stomach, or it shouldn't be about this. It should be about whether I can write a song or sing or play. And that's the music industry. It should be about whether I can write a song or whether I can sing or whether I can play. And if you can do one or the other or all three, then you should be in the music industry. You should be successful. And I said that because people were trying to come around me in more ways than one, online or in my past, growing up, trying to make me to be something that I cannot be. And that's the problem. So I'm going to continue to joke around. I'm going to express myself honestly, because God made me who I am. I do believe in a higher power, not a human being. So if people judge me, then something is wrong with them. You know, we're not on this planet to judge or to make somebody believe something. And I don't believe in outdated beliefs. And I have problems because of my living the life that I live, and where ignorant people, ignorant people of conformists, or people who are ignorant or something wrong with them, you know, in terms of racism, homophobia, religious discrimination, disability discrimination. I mean, because I was unique, people thought I was sick, and that's not true. It got into the point where I attracted people who were so delusional that about my music, or about me, you know, thinking that I'm something that I'm not. I had people who don't wish me harm or don't want me to succeed, and I don't even know them. I had some woman come over here angry because she said I don't hang around with certain people, and that's sick too. And I don't even know her. I had people who were against interracial marriage, and I'm not in a relationship, but that's racism. That's outdated. So I don't want to deal with that. And when I wrote made the song, I want my, you know, the, you know, the, you know, my album, Hollywood Dreams Forever, it was because I have expressed myself. You know, I have to create, I have to entertain, and I have to be honest. And if it means honesty means being going against a lot of ignorant people, the whole world full of ignorance, then so be it, because the world has been proven wrong by being ignorant. And as I said before, that's the beauty of being an artist. You know, there's always going to be somebody, I said this several times ago, think differently than you and me, or it's going to look differently than you and me. There's always going to be somebody whose sexuality is different from you and me on this planet. No matter what anyone say, there's always going to be somebody whose religion is different. That's diversity. That's natural inclination of living on this planet. And we got to let people live. And it got to the point where people were concerned about me because I was joking around in my own home, which is crazy too. So stay away from delusional people who can't mind their business. Stay away from closed-minded people, because they cause more problems and more trouble. Because when you believe in something that's not honest, or you're trying to inhibit me from being an artist or person, then something is seriously wrong with them. you know, the person who's trying to inhibit me. You can't inhibit somebody. It's basic common sense of philosophy. It's basic common sense of reality. Reality. If something doesn't bother you or something doesn't hurt, but they live in their life, you know, then it's fine. Basic common sense. Just use the medical sciences or practice something to see if it hurts or somebody else. And, you know, being gay doesn't hurt anybody. Having interracial marriage doesn't hurt anybody. I talk about race relations because I came across online, indirect or direct, people who are ignorant and racist. And I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to be a closed-minded person. You should not judge anybody by the color of their skin. And interracial marriage is good. And I think it came because I was hanging out with people who were Caucasian or white. I mean, if someone has a problem with that, then something is seriously wrong with them mentally, spiritually, ethically, on every level. Love whoever you want. Marry whoever you want. If you love someone of the different race, if you love someone of a different race, go for it. If you love someone of the same race, go for it too. You love whoever you want. Love does not see color. That's why I say any type of racism, white racism, black racism, or any intolerance, homophobia, and intolerance toward unique people should not be tolerated. And that's the beauty of why I write music. That's why I create. Because I have something to say. My experiences of inhibition and dealing with ignorant people even now makes me want to create, makes me want to talk, makes me want to make a song. Because I hear it all the time. It does show that's the dilemma on this planet. We came a very long way. We did. We came a long way, and we got some ways to go to be equal, to have equality, and to be perfect human beings as much as possible. And that is the way it is. My music is for all races, all colors, all people, sexual orientation. It doesn't matter who it is. My music is for all people. It's for the world. I do not discriminate, and I say it all the time, as you notice, and I'm going to continue because it's wrong. I don't mean to be political because I can get political. I talk about political candidates, like a certain person who's been charged with 91 counts, you know, and illustrating that, you know, and showing in my personal point of view that something is wrong when people like somebody who is that unstable or unfit to put themselves, because they, you know. But when there's a certain political candidate, DeSantis said, woke, anti-woke. He called liberals woke. My stance is that that's ignorant. Wokeness means being aware of equality and aware of people of all races, colors, religion, sexual orientation, to be fair to all people. If we're just ignore any type of bigotry, that's a sign of being ignorant. Because the truth is there's still bigotry, racism, homophobia in the society. And I experienced it too, especially in my past, where I couldn't get an apartment in Hollywood because of it, where I was in the music industry because of my size, where I was falsely accused of something that wasn't true simply because I have darker skin, or et cetera, et cetera. So it's wrong. It's wrong to be a racist in any way, shape, or form. It's wrong to discriminate or target me simply because I hang out with somebody of a different race. The truth is I hang out with people of all races and all creeds and colors. And that's what my music is all about. Equality. equality is so important. We have to be equal on this planet in order to know the difference. And we also have to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, that is we are all equal. I believe that strongly. The religions, the different religions, the different people, different races are equal. We are all equal. And I must say this, if people cannot accept someone's lifestyle or diversity, then they better start sooner or later, because it's not going anywhere. It's going to be like this until the end of time. As long as this earth is like this, as long as there's heterosexual people, it's always going to be homosexual people. As long as there are African Americans, it's always going to be white people. As long as there are people who marry of the same race, there's always going to be people who marry somebody of a different race. And, you know, it's a disrespect, too, to many interracial people who came on this planet and did a hell of a lot of good. It's a disrespect to people like Mariah Carey, you know, who had 19 number ones, I mean, gosh, and one of the greatest voices of all time. It's a disrespect to Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's interracial. Yes. Asian and black. He is one of the greatest golfers of all time. It's a disrespect to Barack Obama. He is one of the greatest presidents of all time. It's a disrespect to a lot of people when someone is against interracial marriage or interracial dating or anything. You got to be a hate monger. You got to be like a KKK-like person. You got to be a white supremacist. You got to be someone who simply is not a part of the establishment, someone who's pure evil. It's a disrespect. It's a disrespect to all these great people, black, white, and brown, and whether, you know, people of the same race or a different race. It shouldn't even be an issue in 2023, but it still is. It's, some people are intolerant. That's why the wokeness is when you say wokeness, that should be, you know, that's irrelevant in terms of what DeSantis is saying. You gotta have open-mindedness. You gotta have wokeness. Wokeness is good. You're aware of equality. It is irrelevant what DeSantis has said about that. What it shows to me is that DeSantis is a bigot. He's ignorant. You want that in the White House? He's a bigot. Homophobic, racist. That's my opinion. We have to be aware of other people. We have to be aware of people who have disabilities. Yes. In my situation, because of environmental circumstances, I suffered a disability of post-traumatic stress disorder because I had so many bad experiences with other people, being a victim of crime, almost getting killed. So I had to be aware. I'm healed. I'm healing in process. But there are people who can't walk or can't see. People have diabetes. People have cancer. People have mental health issues. So they deserve respect, too, people in wheelchairs. So that's my thing. We have to be open and respectful of all people, regardless where they come from. And that's why I wrote that song on Hollywood Dreams Forever. It's diverse. Like Forever Through Time has got country, and it's like country pop, mixed with country pop. And then there's a song like Funky Funk and Pop Dance is with I'm Over You, and I got all these songs. But I also have rock songs. rock songs. You know, again, unique is a true story. I know it's, some people say it's punk or rock or whatever. The point is, it's about feeling good about myself, believing that I can make it despite being who I am. That someone who rejects me or don't want me in the industry because of my size is ignorant. It has nothing to do with music, and people see through that. I mean, this is not 1984, you know, or 1988 where they were so superficial. That's why that whole era ended badly. And then people started getting to the serious rock or serious rap and pop because they were tired of the make-believe stuff of that era. I mean, MTV, you had to look good. Some people who didn't have, you know, the conventional looks didn't sell, and that was not fair. So I'm glad for the grunge movement, the rap, the seriousness of that era of the 90s, which, the you know, was told that we had to look at someone's talent, not their image. And I know people are going to say, oh, they're going to probably, some people honestly say, I can't write. I can't sing. Well, that's just an opinion. When I came out here and I got rejected by this record label, they said there's so many different opinions. Continue to do it because you can have a bunch of people who don't like me and one person in the industry, in a major role, who accepts, and that's all I need. Because dreams can come true. So my Hollywood Dreams Forever is about songs that I made. It's different from my other albums because my other albums have a mixture of rock and pop. It has mostly pop, and it's like keyboard. I wrote the songs I played on the keyboard. Now, here's one of them, which I like, Basic Jam. Now, I wrote this song on the keyboard, and my friend gave me the keyboard, and I write it in my privacy of my home, playing it. You know, I was just playing it yesterday. It was like, I was like, played a song that I played perfectly so many times, and I'm, you know, practicing is so needed, you know, because I'm a good keyboard player. Here is Basic Jam, and I was singing it, too, and I did it in my liver. Here is Basic Jam, part two.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dumb Night. Hi, everybody. This is Dumb Night. I love the song, but now I'm going to about to play. It's an unannounced performance. I don't know how I'm going to sound, so I hope I sound good. So if you hear me, it's a song I've written by myself. It's called Basic Jam Part 2. I played it for, you know, years. I made up the melody on the keyboard and the song and the drum beats and the voice. Here I go. Dumb Night. It's the Basic Jam Part 2.
Between you and me.
between me and you, don't you
now, that Basic Jam Part 2, I create that melody. It's actually a longer song, you know, and I experiment, you know, I wrote the whole song. I wrote that whole melody, but it's actually a longer one. Sometimes I go further, and then I still go there. So I shorten it to where it's more like it's just me singing with the drum beat. And then after I'm done singing, then it's like, I go to the keyboard, the keyboard solo. So that's what I think. Whereas, like, there's, like, on the Hollywood Dreams Forever album, there is, like, where I was singing a little and rapping a little. You know, I experiment. I keep my open mind, you know. And then I play the whole thing. You know, I play throughout the you know, the song on the keyboard, and it was taped in my living room, you know. You know, I was just practicing yesterday. It's like I played the same thing over and over again perfectly, and then it's like, boy, I go off. You know, it's like that happens with a musician, you know. Musicians, you know, have to do their thing. But but I have something to say philosophically after this about my music and in general. So here's my other songs. I Do Love You.
Love Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight. Hi, you guys. I'm going to do another performance of I Do Love You. You know the song that I released on Legacy Songs and Beyond? I'm going to do this song just for you.
I really wanna be with you. You and I, dreams come true.
You heard that. I do love you. Now listen to I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. Here's a little one.
Now, this is what I need to tell you. Order for my dream to come true. I like to be happy. Yes, I'm doing a bit of rapping. I'm not a rapper, that is true. I'm really a singer, singer too. That's what I really want to do with my life, because my name is Duff Knight. Now, here's the solo, can't you see? Duff Knight, the one and only. That is it, it's for me, because I'm Duff Knight. One of a kind, the truth will set me free.
You can listen to it. If you go to Spotify, you can listen to a Hollywood Dreams Forever album. It is so the way it is, you know. And I like to, you know, express myself. And it's so good to be who I am in terms of making music, you know, just to try to experiment and to be aware of things, you know, in life, because I rap, yeah, I do. So you can say I'm a rapper now, but I really am a singer. I, you know, I experiment with rap, like a basic jam, and that one. So that those are songs I've written. It was a joy to make songs and experiment, because keeping an open mind about everything, like with my philosophical outlook. Keep in touch with the trends and incorporate new ideas. And that's how, you know, I feel I can be a better musician. But I'm going back to, you know, with Hollywood Dreams Forever, it got, you know, the standards. You know, I really want to be with you. That's been out along for a little while. So you heard that, like this. It was great to write that song, you know, in the studio, not just sing it, but involved with putting the song together with, and I wasn't the only one that wrote it, but I will say that definitely the songwriting is just great, not just sing it, but, you know, the different keys and everything, and it was just great to do. You know, that was a great song to do. I talk about that song a lot because from the standpoint of some people listening or whatever, people think that's my probably the most popular song. But you know, some people may like my other songs. I will say, in a studio standpoint, sometimes it's hard to sing because I sing lower, but I can actually have a higher voice. You could say that fatigue. And you could say that 10 hours or 20 hours of making that song in the studio, I'm not going to sing as high as I usually would. If I'm on stage in a high-pitched voice, I have to have, you know, time to get it up in those registers and not be as tired. When I get tired, I sing in a lower tense. So that's what it is. And then it's, I really want to get to know you. And I really want to get to know you was actually not intended. So I did not know how to sing it, but because I was going to do a cover song and record it, and then we changed it, and we did it just on the spot. And that's what I learned about being an artist, being creative, being aware, is to be spontaneous. Make up a song right on the spot, or sing right on the spot, or make up a song right on the spot. That's the way to do it. Because a lot of my songs, even the ones I did on my piano by myself, were spontaneous. Unintentional. It just happens just like that. But that's the beauty of being an artist. And it's the beauty of being a creative person. So those are songs in the studio, but legacy songs a cappella, I just did a cappella. Lower voice, but that's the way it is. And then there's that is why I fell in love with you. I'm over you. It's funky. And I want my Hollywood dream to come true. It's so important to me. Like the one I played you that I did it, you know, with the two songs, that's the original version. And the other one I came up with that is about that Hollywood dream. I think that could be universal, relate to anyone who have a dream to make it in Hollywood. There are millions who do out here in Hollywood, struggling or not, like me, or real famous. So there are people who can probably relate to the song, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True, Part 2. Here it is. Those songs are made in a studio, you know, it takes hours to do. From my experience, the greatest part is to create it. It's just so great. But the most inspired part I had was putting the music together on either the drums or keyboard or guitar. If it's in rock and roll, it's like the guitar. There's layers of guitar, and there's the drums, the keyboard, or whatever. If it's pop, it's like the keyboards and writing around the music and the words. Because I can write a bunch of words, and then I change them around. The words coincide with how the melody is. That can take hours. And I'm so tired because I don't have no major label like Capitol or something, which I hope to get to back me, where I can have time to put all that together, more of that together, you know, or days to put that together. But you have to do it in one day because I had to pay all that, you know, out of my pocket for that. So it really is, but it's inspired, you know. So if you have a Hollywood dream, listen to it. That song is also talking about my own struggles. I did it for so many years. So there are lyrics about, you know, I spent 30 years. And I think people can relate to that because there are a lot of people who spent many years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years doing it. So I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. And that's my goal when I came to L.A. to make it come true. There's I Do Love You, and I Do Love You was not done in the studio. I felt I probably should have done it in the studio or done it in a rehearsal studio, but I just did it at home. Vocally, I sound much lower, so because I sing it usually in a baritone, very low baritone voice, or in a tenor, high tenor at times. So I hope you like it. I hope you like it. I Want You was done way back. Let me tell you, it was a song that was buried that I released. It's a great song, but vocally, I sung it in such a unique way that I will say, if anybody wants to sing my song, I Want You, you contact me, and you can get my permission, but make sure you contact the real Dove Nye. That's all I'm saying. Well, anyway, Hollywood Dreams Forever has been out since April 12, 2023. It's my greatest hits. Now, let me get back to the philosophy of my album and what I have said earlier. The philosophy of the album is the verse, you know, just to keep creating. And I hope you consider listening to it on Spotify or Apple or wherever. They have Vivo videos. The last thing about the philosophy, what I said earlier about politics, this is a disclaimer. Listen, I have to express myself, and I don't mean to offend anybody. It's not to offend. What I say is legal. Now, I hope nobody misinterpret what I said about wokeness. Now, DeSantis and people on the right criticize wokeness. I'm going to say this again. Wokeness is good to be aware of discrimination and to fight against discrimination and to be liberal, which I am, and to be open-minded is a good thing. So they should not be attacking wokeness. Anybody who attack being open-minded or trying to fight against discrimination got to be a bigot, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I don't need no haters. That's why I don't get into politics. So the haters who hate me for saying that, I'm sorry. But that is the way it's supposed to be, me express myself. And if you think I'm, you know, I'm terrible or whatever, I mean, I have a right to say, express myself under the freedom of expression, United States Constitution. But, you know, some people, it's true, some people think I'm too way out or too crazy. But all I'm going to say is, that is the way it's supposed to be. But I'm not crazy in a negative way. I just love to express myself and you know, I love to have fun and be who I am. So don't send me no hate mail, okay? Listen, if you don't like what I say, then so be it. Let it be, okay? I don't need no hate mail for expressing politically. That's why I don't get into political stuff a lot. But if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But that's the way it has to be. I'd express myself. I'd express myself, not repress myself. So I tell everybody, express yourself, not repress yourself, and live the life on your own terms. Laugh, joke, have fun. Do not conform to narrow-minded people or ignorant people or people who ain't well. Live life on your own terms. That's why we have the United States of America. And I'm going to say this, too. Since we're all equal in every way, and, you know, there's always going to be diversity. There's always going to be so many things to learn, because that's why it's good to have diversity. It's good to have difference of opinion, differences of religion, different colors, different races, different trees, different sexual orientation, because we learn and we grow. That's why we have diversity on this planet, on a spiritual level and a higher power level, is to grow and become a better human being. I'm sorry, we cannot all look the same and act the same and do everything the same, because if we did, we would not grow. So, and that says, if you want to hang out with whoever you want to hang out with, of someone of a different religion or same religion, different race, or whoever you want, go ahead and do it. If you prefer not to hang out with somebody or whatever, that's the freedom of life. But I'm going to tell you, I am open-minded to all people. My music is too. And we are all equal, and that includes religions and colors. There's so much to learn on this planet. So I prefer it to be the way it is so I can grow. And as, and I do believe in a higher power, God is the energy that expands through diversity, through difference of opinion and different entities. Diverse personalities makes a better world. And so do my music. Hollywood Dreams Forever is out there. Please consider listening to it. If you have any interest in my music professionally, please contact me at doveneedslove22@yahoo.com. DoveneedsLove22@yahoo.com. And, you know, I respect all people of all political spectrums, but that's my opinion. We are equal. You have a right to your opinion. I have a right to mine. Please consider listening to my album because I am a singer, songwriter, Yes, yes, yes. And I'm an artist. Our heart is here to express thyself. I can't repress myself. I have to express myself. I have to be an artist, an intellectual, and so should you. And may peace be to you and to me on this planet, because we need peace in this world, don't we? When it comes to the Ukraine war, that's a sign that we ignorance has to be set aside and help people in need. So there's, you know, that you know, nobody should be going to a country and trying to control it. But we shouldn't. But at the same time, we should not be on this planet trying to control others, especially in a different country. But within the United States of America, equality is so important. That's why I got in my bag, equality. And through music, I say I salute all of you, no matter who you are. We are all God's children, you know. And I'm going to say the last thing, you know. I am beautiful no matter what they say, and words won't bring me down. And the same to you. You are beautiful no matter what they say. Negativity will not bring you down. So listen, Hollywood Dreams Forever. Good day, good night from Dove Night.